Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Good afternoon and praise the Lord. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy of all the glory, all the honor. It belongs to him, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The soon or soon and coming King. It's none like Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. This is always a day that we can rejoice and be glad when we see the sun. We see that we're able to get up and rise and have the activity and use of our limbs and have the breath of life. It's a blessing to just be in the land of the living. Amen. Jesus Christ, the songs should say, we already know he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy of all the glory, all the honor. It belongs to Jesus Christ. I tell you, I just thank the Lord. What about you? Don't you thank him on today that we have another day here that he's kept us in the land of the living? He kept us from COVID-19. He kept us from cancer and diabetes and all these old sicknesses. He kept us here, and he kept us in our right mind. Hallelujah. If we just keep our mind stayed on Jesus Christ, he'll keep us in perfect peace. Jesus wants us to just honor him and praise him and worship. Amen. Worship him in spirit and in truth. And we talked about worshiping in spirit and truth last week in the broadcast. I listened to it, and the broadcast did not go through clearly. But we did talk about worshiping Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth, because Jesus wants us to be real. Amen? And he says he wants us to speak the truth in love. Amen. And I love the Lord. He heard my cry, and he pitied my every groan. And as long as trouble rise, I'm going to hasten to Jesus Christ's throne, because there's none like him, none in all the earth. You know, and I, this morning, woke up with that song, just thanking the Lord, thanking him, and entering to his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter into his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made, for he hath made me glad. Amen. I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, and I will enter into his courts with praise. Amen. Because there's no place like home. There's no place that we can go, that we can go, that we can feel secure, but in a secret place. Amen. But the house of the Lord is consecrated and dedicated for us to come together and to assemble with one another, the saints. And the Bible tells us, forsake not the assembling of yourselves. Amen. Amen. Well, good afternoon and praise the Lord. And welcome to JBAS Radio 1. I'm your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. And JBAS Radio 1 is brought to you by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Amen. Amen. So we want to give honor to God. We want to acknowledge him. We want to, in all our ways, and he'll direct our paths. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Amen. Whether we are in the house of God or in our house, we want to give God glory and honor that's due his name. Amen. Because Jesus tells us in his word, he says that in all things give thanks for what? This is the will of him. Amen. To be thankful, to be grateful. Amen. It's to be a part of, it's part of holiness. When we're not thankful and we're not grateful, then we're not holy, because we appreciate what God has done for us. And we have sanctified ourselves and dedicated ourselves for his purpose. Amen. We're meat for the master's use. And today we're talking about our soul salvation and how important not only that we are saved, that we be soul winners to get others saved, because other people are suffering, other people are hurting. Jesus, he brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light, and so I can see the blinders. I'm not spiritually blind any longer. I can see. I was blind, but now I see. And we want those people that have spiritual blinders on. Amen. We want those to fall off, that blindness, spiritual blindness. We want them to be able to see in the light and taste and see that the Lord is good and that his mercy endures unto all generations. Amen. And forever and ever. When we first believed, we had to confess with our mouth. We had believed in our heart that God, that Jesus, God raised Jesus from the dead. And we told others that we believe that Jesus is Lord. Amen. He's our the Son of God, and he is the true and living King. And his name is Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. And when we first confessed it with our mouth, we believed in our heart that God had raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and he ascended on high and seated at the right hand of God the Father. Then he said that he'd go away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we might be also. And he said he's coming back, though. He's coming back for a church that has made herself ready. So when our parents go on vacation and they leave us at home, we expect and anticipate their return because we want them home with us, amen, to protect us and cover us and watch over us. Well, parents will leave and go on vacation. They're not going to stay for a long time, but they're going to come back. And they mean what they say. And when they leave us and go on vacation, they leave us with instructions. Amen. They tell us what they expect while they are away. Well, the same is with our Father, Jesus Christ. He's gone away. He's seated now at the right hand of God, and he has prepared for us a mansion. He says in his house are many mansions, and if it were not so, he wouldn't have told us. But he wants us to be ready so when he comes, we can receive him. He can receive us unto him. Amen. And we will be forever with the Lord. But Jesus Christ is wanting us to work here. As we have confessed, we have believed in our heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And what have we done? We repented of our sins, and we were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. Now we have taken on Jesus Christ in word and in deed, and now we walk in what? The Spirit. Because once we've gone down in the name of Jesus, we come up with that power, the anointing of Jesus Christ, that same power that Jesus had when he got up and that he rose again. So that power he gave us, and he told us here on earth greater works we would do. And in those works, Jesus Christ is looking for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. He's looking for us to prepare ye the way of the Lord. But he doesn't want us to leave others. He wants us to tell of his goodness, to be what witnesses unto him. Amen. For Jesus. Witnesses, Jehovah witnesses, we say, meaning Jesus witnesses, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because Jesus is our Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider. And as our parents went on vacation and they left those instructions for us to follow and things they wanted done by the time they got back, amen, they were going away and we were with our siblings, amen, our brothers and our sisters. And the same as Jesus is in heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father, and we are here on earth with our brothers and our sisters. And are we? Yes, we are our brothers' keepers. And we are concerned. And we want our brothers and our sisters to be saved. Jesus Christ said that in his word that it's not his will that any should perish, but that shall everyone should, as such as many can be saved. To be saved and not perish. Jesus wants everyone as much as who wants and desires the true and sincere milk of the true vine, the sincere milk of God. He wants everyone that desires to be saved because he gives us a choice. And one thing about it, with our decisions, Jesus has us. We talked about 2 weeks ago, he wants us to have the mind of Christ, but he gives us a will. And if we have the mind of Christ, then we're going to think like Jesus Christ. We're going to have the mind of Christ to think on things that are lovely, that are just and pure and of a good report. Amen. And we want to see others saved. And Jesus tells us in his word to examine ourselves daily, amen, and to save ourselves from this untoward generation. But no man is an island to himself. You're not an island by yourself. We need one another. And Jesus Christ tells us to pray ye for one another. And we want to do what? Confess our faults to one another that we might be what? Healed. Amen. Amen. Our scripture is coming out of Matthew, the book of Matthew. And in the third chapter, Matthew and the third chapter, Saint Matthew, in the third chapter. In the first verse, it reads, "In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent, ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Amen. Repent. We want to repent of our sins. Amen. Matthew 3, 1 and 2. Repent, ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand. If that our parents have gone away to vacation and they come back, amen, and we hadn't followed their instructions, we haven't done what they wanted us to do or expected us to do, we have to do what? We have to repent. We have to get it right with God. Amen. We got to get it right with our parents. We would have to ask them for forgiveness. Amen. Because we didn't do what they told us or expected of us to do. Jesus Christ says he reproves a favorite son. Jesus, he wants us to be dear children. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be right. But he said in his word, he reproves a favorite son. I didn't think Jesus had any favorites. We know the Bible says that Jesus is not a respecter of persons, but he does have favorites. He says he reproves a favorite son. Amen. So as we come into the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the true and living God, Jesus, the Son of God, we want to be obedient in every area of our life. We don't want to be selfish with the gospel. We want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, share the good news, tell others what he's done for you, he'll do for them. Tell others how Jesus has set you free. Tell others how he's delivered you, how he's healed you, and all that he has done for you. Let others know and tell of the goodness of Jesus. Testify. Somebody, they always say at church, ought to testify. Amen. Tell the good news. The gospel, if it be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, the Bible says. We don't want to hold the good news. We don't want to hide the good news. If it's good, tell it, share it. Bless others. On Facebook, they have a share button. They post this and that and the other. And if they come on and want to make a video and speak, they tell people in the beginning, share, hit the share button. Because they want somebody to hear what they have to say or see what they're doing. Hit the share button. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the angels in heaven are rejoicing at one sinner that has repented. Just one. Just one. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, he changes not. He wants us to tell the good news. Amen. Tell the good news of how we've overcome. Amen. Jesus Christ wants us to testify. Amen. Amen. The Bible tells us that people overcame the devil by the testimony of the people. So if I hear what God has done for you and how he set you free and delivered you, I can share the good news. I can share it with others. Amen. And I can believe that not only he's done it for you, that he'll do it for me, he'll do it for anyone whosoever will. Let him come. Because Jesus gives us that free will, that table. He says, come. to the table where the feast of the Lord is going on. He wants us to share and tell others of his goodness, the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't let it be hid. The word, hide it in your heart that you may not sin against God. But tell the good news. Tell others what he's done for you, that others might be saved, that others will repent of their sins, that others can come out of darkness into Jesus' marvelous light. Jesus Christ is the light. Amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life. L-I-F-E. He's the life. Jesus came, he says, that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. And Jesus wants us to share that abundant life with others. Amen? Let's not hoard the gospel just for ourselves. Tell it. Share it. Bless others. Be our brother and sister's keeper. And let them know what they must do to be saved. And that is repent, as Matthew 3:1 reads, 3 and 2. Repent and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We don't want to wait till it's too late. We want others to be blessed. The Bible tells us that a stiff-necked generation, a stiff-necked people, you know, that means not really cooperating. Can't tell you anything. It's a stiff-necked generation of people. He said a stiff-necked people he will destroy suddenly, and that without remedy. Well, what are you saying, Evangelist Triplett? What example would Jesus destroy us suddenly, and that without remedy? You get in the car accident. Somebody could get in the car accident. Instant death. They didn't have time to repent. It's over. Their life is gone in a twinkling of an eye. Just that quick. They're gone suddenly. So let's tell it. We don't need to wait till one time of the year where we sing, go tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ, he died for you and me. And we celebrate Jesus every day, all the day long. We have to work while it is day because night is coming when no man can work. Let's not be caught with our works undone. Let's share so that the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that the angels can continue to rejoice as others repent of their sins and be baptized in Jesus Christ. Well, how do I do it, Evangelist Trippett? Yeah, I'm going to pray. You're going to pray. But you're going to share the word of God. Share the word. Because the word is God. Amen? Share the word of God with your brothers and your sisters. Give them a scripture every day. And then ask them, would they like to pray? Tell them that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we close this broadcast today, but we not close from your presence, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will shine down on each one of us listening on this broadcast and that we'll tune in and that are connected to Jabez Radio, Father and friends. We ask that you will help us, Father, to tell of your goodness, to speak the truth in love, to testify and win souls for you, because it's all about our soul. Where will we spend eternity? Let us be help us to be our brother and sister's keeper. And let us be able to speak your word. Give us the words to speak. And Father God, and allow us, Father, to be able to pray not only for one another, but with one another as we go into the world and witness for you, so that we can be, Father, winners and wise as soul winners for you, wise as serpents and harmless as doves, where the angels can rejoice, hallelujah, that they have that people have repented of their sins, and numbers, masses of numbers, say, what must I do to be saved? And that they repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus in these last and evil days, Father God, by the masses, and do it, Father God, suddenly, in the mighty name of Jesus, miraculously, and not many days hence, let us see the power and the evidence of this and manifestation of this word on today. Continue to keep us in your care. Cover us with your blood of Jesus. Protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Place a hedge of protection around us and our bloodline and everything that concerns us. We ask all these things and blessings in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Amen.